Packard. Happy to announce that the Hewlett Packard Media Smart Home Server is available starting today for pre-order on various online channels, including Amazon.com, Buy.com, and so forth. I have one sitting right here. One thing that we've learned over and over as I've shown this to people is that the common response is, wow, that is a lot smaller than I thought it would be. You can see it's got room for four drives. Nice. HP has done an extremely nice job in the engineering on this product. It's quiet, it's low power consumption, and it's, as you can tell, it's small, and it's very well engineered. It has a very solid feel to it. The drive carrier is a very simple to use drive carrier. It's very easy to take a drive out and add a new drive in. You just pull a little handle up, pull the drive out.
That is awesome.
In order to change a drive out, you just literally pull these pins off of here like this.
Ah, so it doesn't even screw in.
No, it's all screwless. That's right, nice. Toolless. And so these little plugs that are here just plug into the holes in the sides of the drives.
Wow, that's great.
So, you know, replacing drives is not something someone does every day. It's a, you know, it's a pretty uncommon thing.
Yeah.
But if you had a drive fail and you were in a panic situation wanted to get a new one back in there, it's nice to know that it's really easy to do.
Yeah, and that you did that without shutting the machine down.
I did. It supports what we call hot plug, which is allows you to you know, remove drives or add drives while the system is running, and the system gracefully handles that and makes sure that your data is safe and secure during that process.
Are those SATA drives? Are they?
Yeah, they're standard. Any standard SATA drive of any capacity can be plugged into there. This particular system has, I think this is a 300 gigabyte drive, and these are all 700 gigabyte drives. Wow. Or that's 500, and those are all 750. We could actually look at the console here for this particular Windows Home Server and see what I have in it. There's been a lot of products built over the years for the home that are storage products, and there's been a lot of products for the home that are backup products, and there's a lot of products that are built for the home that are trying to enable people to do more advanced digital things in their house. But what we've done with Windows Home Server is attempted to create a new category of product that simplifies modern living in multi-PC, multi-device households. Mm-hmm. And so the big part of our mission and what we're trying to accomplish is to kind of redefine how people think about their home networks and the PCs and the devices they have in their house and really simplify their lives. When we started the project, we recognized real early on that we wanted the product itself to be a platform that would enable third parties to innovate on top of what we build and complement the end-to-end solutions we're able to provide. And so we built in our own APIs and created an SDK that allowed third parties to do this. But the other thing we did is we made sure that the underlying platform, the thing that sits kind of underneath what we built, which is the core operating system, we made sure that was fully rich. We didn't go and remove major components from it. And at the end of the day, it's Windows. Mm-hmm. And so it allows third parties that already have an investment in building Windows software to very easily take their existing code bases and their products and move them onto the Windows Home Server platform. There's several that are online backup products that are available for backing up your home server to the cloud, which I think are very interesting. But for me, kind of being the spiritual leader of the product, the thing that excites me the most is that the ones that we've seen so far, and there's somewhere around 35 or 40 that are kind of out there today, either in pre-release or released, is that that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
When we started building the product, we identified 12 scenario areas where an always available node on the home network that's providing services to other nodes, it's the definition of a home server, we identified 12 or so scenario areas where such a thing would be valuable. And they range from communications to home control to data protection, centralized storage, anywhere access, gaming, entertainment. And within the product that we've built, we focused on just a couple of those scenarios, and we've decided we're going to nail those experiences into a very rich user experience and end-to-end solution around a couple very tightly focused areas. And that means, so if we've touched three or four of those 12 scenario areas, it means that there's still eight or nine scenarios that we haven't touched at all, where the potential is there for a third party to go and do something very interesting and innovative and use this as a platform that again simplifies people's lives. And that's what really excites me, is that we have the opportunity moving forward to really enable that. You know, we think that the HP has done a phenomenal job, and you know, in many ways this is going to be the one a lot of people are going to hold up and compare to, and rightly so, because it is a phenomenal piece of engineering. On the other end of the spectrum, there's the Windows Home servers that are much more like traditional PCs, where it's either an enthusiast has chosen to put together the pieces
yeah,
to do it,
or
in a smaller OEM or a system builder goes in and builds it. So, for example, in my office here, I have the home server. I'm sorry about the mess here. This is the home server. This box right here is the home server that I use at Microsoft for my file server, mm-hmm. effectively. Backs up all my PCs in my office and my laptop and is my file server. And this is, it's just a standard PC chassis that's got a 5-drive carrier in it. Minimal CPU and so forth. So you'll see companies selling products like that. You'll also see companies doing innovative things in the form factor. This particular device right here is the Tranquil PC. It's a UK company that had, they were actually the first OEM to ship a Windows Home server into the market. It is completely fanless. The only moving parts in it would be the drives, and so it's silent. And they've invested a lot of energy in making it so it has very low power consumption. A very slick little device, very simple, and very powerful. It has one internal hard drive, and you can add external drives, and they also there's all sorts of options for how you could expand it in that way. It comes available with a wall mount, which is, I think, is really cool, where you can mount it on the wall, say in a closet or in your garage.
Yeah.
And that's another interesting thing about the form factor. One of the questions we get all the time, and questions we asked early on, is where are people going to put their home server?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer that we've kind of settled on is, well, wherever they want.
Yeah.
It's really not up to us to dictate that. Some people are going to want to put it in their living room next to their television. Some people are going to put it in a closet hidden away and never want to hear or see it. Other people may invest in one that has a very cool form factor and want it on a shelf so they can show it off. And so on and so forth. So these kind of illustrate the different form factors that are out there today. We started the process with us doing some engineering work ourselves, some hardware engineering work ourselves, in a really a kind of a prototypical way. We hired a design firm to do some very advanced designs that would stretch the envelope of design. And over here I've got on the shelf the result of those, and we affectionately call this the hockey puck, because it's somewhat shaped like a hockey puck. We only made three of these. They're very expensive. It's made out of acrylic plastic. They're handmade, but they were designed specifically to just that we could put on a pedestal like I have here and say to people,
yeah,
here, this is what's possible. This is what we'd like you to go think about as you think about your designs of the advanced things. And we've gotten great feedback on this. And I'm crossing my fingers and hoping that someone, some OEM or inventor, goes out there and builds a design like this, because I think they'll sell a bunch of them if they do.
Yeah.
So that's a the other kind of end of the spectrum there from a hardware design. What's next for Home Server is for us to continue to make sure people are aware of the product. We recognize that we're building a new category, and we're starting from the very beginning on that. And there's a lot of work ahead of us in that regard. We feel very, very good about the product that we have and the capabilities. It has a very, very rich feature set and really delivers a lot of value. The biggest challenge we have now is getting the word out, making sure that people know that it's there, what it can do, and gain their interest. One thing we have learned since we started putting the product in people's homes, and that really started last February when we released our first beta, is that once people try this product, they fall in love with it. I've heard multiple quotes from people of just you can rip it out of my hands. There's no way I'm letting go of it. Finally, a product that really delivers value to me. We position the product along four themes. The first is protect, and that's about making sure that the precious memories, digital memories you have, are protected. We also think about how we protect your time. Your time is valuable to you, and whether you're a geek or not and you enjoy working with computers, there's at some point where you just don't want to spend the time on it. You just want it to work.
Yeah.
And we think that the protect aspect of it is a big part. So one of the things that the product does a very good job of is if you have a client PC in your house that fails, Windows Home Server allows you to get that client PC back to the way it was, whether it was a week ago, 3 weeks ago, whenever, back to the way it was like that.
Yeah.
And that's really more about protecting your time than it is protecting the data that's there, although that's important as well. The other pillar is connect. And it's connect from both within inside the house and outside the house. We've done a lot of user research and investigation in this area, and the households today around the world are becoming very much silos, where family members go off into the rooms and they have their experiences on their laptop or on their Zoom or in their iPod or whatever it is around the house. And one of the things that Windows Home Server can do by being central and providing centralized storage and centralized capabilities, it can help connect people. Mm-hmm. But also outside the house, and our remote access capability allows you, when you're not at home, to access the things that you do have at home. So your files and folders that you have at home, or even your PCs, and being able to connect in and have a remote desktop session with a PC that's, you know, in your den at home while you're in a hotel room in Chicago. The other key pillar of the product is organize. And the centralized storage nature of Windows Home Server, the built-in search capability, all allows you to very easily organize all of your stuff so that your music, your photos, your videos, your documents, whatever it is that you store and you care about, it makes it much easier for you to organize it by providing a central place that's reliable and robust. People invest a lot of time in setting up their home networks and their PCs, and they invest a lot of money. And we believe that the platform for the home, the infrastructure in the home that you build upon, should have long legs. It should have a lifetime that is measured in decades, not just years. And so we built Windows Home Server as a platform for the future from a third-party perspective, but we've also built in the capability so it's super easy for you to grow and expand it as you need, particularly around the area of storage. And where a lot of the storage products that exist today have redundancy and they have ability to grow, they're very restricted in the way they work. You have to use the same size hard drives. Right. Or you have to use just SATA drives. You can't mix IDE and SATA or 1394 and USB. Windows Home Server, we don't care what you plug in.
So tell me a little bit more about the idea behind naming this Windows Home Server. Was there any kind of stereotype or derogatory nature to the word server that made you think twice about that?
Yeah, the process of picking the name for this product was fascinating. Naming products is always a fascinating exercise in this world.
Especially at Microsoft.
Well, anywhere, because the names, there's so few names. You just look at all the internet names that are coming out right now. They're all interesting. So we thought hard about it, and at the end of the day, we realize that this is something that is destined to happen in this world. You go back to the 1970s, 1980s, and the idea that you would have a computer in your house was a foreign concept, and people rejected it initially. You go to the 1990s, and you talk about the concept of having a home network, and it was rejected. People said, why would I have a network in my house? And so we're in a very similar situation here today. The first response of a lot of people when we talk about a Windows Home Server is they say, why would I have a server in my house? What, you know, they're for this other thing. And we believe it's very similar. And so we've decided that instead of coming up with a name that might confuse people or describe it in a different way, we're going to call it what it is and lead the industry in that direction. We've innovated by creating a very, very simple, consumer-friendly user experience around a very, very complex server. And it's revolutionary. And I'll encourage people, give it a try. We have the ability for you to get a free 120-day trial evaluation. You can take it and install it on generally any old PC to test it out and play with it. And our experience is with tens and tens of thousands of beta testers and early users is that once you do, you're not going to go back.